Here we go, celebrating some of the things that have happened on August 24.
The day in 1972, on a hot August night, when Neil Diamond took to the stage to record one of the great live double albums. It was one of the biggest selling albums of the 70s. And they hear that, get me near that, but you don't know you're sweet.
On August 24, 1994, a new star emerged in Australian sport when Cathy Freeman won gold at the Commonwealth Games in the 400 metres, and then she took out the 200.
Here she comes! It's Freeman! She takes the lead, 30 out, and Freeman home over Gainsford. She gets the double. A great run by Cathy Freeman.
To the birthdays, one of Australia's great voices, Julie Anthony, is 69. British comedian Stephen Fry is 61. He and Hugh Laurie starred in Blackadder before teaming up for the skit comedy show A Bit of Fry and Laurie.
Had a lot of trouble there, as I did in my other schools, got expelled from a lot of them, ended up in prison. It's a whole other story.
One of the busiest actors of the 80s, Steve Guttenberg, is 60. He turned out a stack of films, Cocoon, Three Men and a Baby and the sequels, Short Circuit, and then there was the Police Academy movies.
If caring is a crime and trying is a felony, I guess we're all going to plead guilty.
And one of the stars of the Harry Potter movies, Rupert Grint, who played Ron Weasley, is 30 today.
After we finished, I felt a bit lost, really, because it was such a huge part of my life and all of our lives, really. And just suddenly it just was all over, and it was sad to not be a part of this anymore.
Happy birthday to Rupert Grint, celebrating his birthday on this day, August 24.